better person than I knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad.
And I'm Sarah Yacoub.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow, and on the show this week, we revisit fun and games with insurrectionists and the 14th Amendment, and trying to not waste time, because there's only so much time till filing deadlines. I mean, we're still talking about redistricting and districts that aren't set up, but, you know, before we get to candidates who should or shouldn't be on the ballot, we should maybe consider if any of them are traitors. And, you know, that maybe should not be there. So Kirk has lined up a guest from, I don't have it in front of me here, the Free Speech for the People group, who's going to be talking about that because Kirk, as you know, has been involved in a little lawsuit about that. So we'll be talking about that a little later on. But we'll start here with just some quick reflections on spring elections that were held this week across Wisconsin. And you know, we've done a lot of reporting at Up North News about the unfortunate tone of a lot of these campaigns on social issues. There's a lot of scary, downright disgusting talk being done that's anti-trans, anti-gay. But I am pleased to see that in Eau Claire, at least, the three conservatives were turned back by voters. I'd kind of like to see if you guys saw good or bad or indifferent returns in your parts of the state.
Yeah, so we got sort of a mixed bag, but reason to be really hopeful. So the moderates definitely prevailed. The extremists were kept off the school board in Hudson, which was nice. The county board leans slightly conservative, but we got some really good government brass tacks candidates into office. The one thing that stood out to me, though, is how afraid of voters the Republicans were this time around. We couldn't use drop boxes, and we couldn't even bring our spouse's absentee ballot in. So you have husband and wife, or husband and husband, or wife and wife, or whoever, you know, your person is, walking in to City Hall together to hand their ballots. It was actually quite ridiculous.
Well, our neck of the woods, up north, we were focused on Oneida County and Lincoln County. We let the folks in Wausau, you know, there's a lot of progressive groups there, kind of handle their own stuff. So we focused. It was a mixed bag. In Oneida County, I think the Rhinelander School Board headed off the extremists as well, just like in St. Croix County. So I think the school boards are in decent shape where we are. The Oneida County progressives running for county board, a lot more women got into on the board who are progressive. There was like almost zero women before, and you know, but some Republican incumbents kept their seats, so it was a mixed bag. Lincoln County, unfortunately, didn't go so well, I don't think, for Democrats. Our good friend Hans, who's been on our show, who's like the leader of the gerrymandering movement in Wisconsin, a good government guy. He never was really progressive or conservative, just wanted to do right by his county. He was beaten yesterday, as well as some other guys that have been on the board a long time who were good government guys. So that wasn't what things didn't go so well in Lincoln, but that's what I was focused on.
Well, and I don't doubt for a moment that Hans Breiten Moser is going to continue to be active on these issues because he does know how important it is and does not necessarily have to have a county board seat to get that done. So we're going to take our first break here. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the next round of elections and who should or shouldn't be on the ballot with our guest. We'll be back. You're up north.
Hesitation blues, tell me how long do I have?